decided we wanted to do a really confusing team name.
Job well done. What are you all doing to stay up this year?
We are just constantly eating and delving ourselves into the abyss known as trivia.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Peppulous Hugh, because we all smell terrible.
Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products to try and catch the Roadrunner. What Acme product would you use if you had the chance?
The Acme Rocket.
Give me your best pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Food, trivia, and...
lack of sleep. All right. You rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
The magical power to stay awake.
What is your team's slogan?
If you don't shower at least once, you have to leave.
Now say it with a British accent.
Oh, if you don't shower at least once, then you have to leave.
What is your strategy for this year's contest?
Beat Google until it gives you the answer.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
It takes about 2,470, because that's how many points we have.
What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
It would have to be UWSP 90FM.
Awesome. For Trivia Focus, I'm Cameron, and thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 42 is, hi, I'm drunk and I'm a trivia-holic. Once again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway for Hour 42 is, hi, I'm drunk and I'm a trivia-holic. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. The team standings as of Hour 41... in fifth place with 5,900 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 6,390 points is Tin Man. In third place with 6,925 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And in second place with 7,500 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. In first place with 8,095 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 41. Question 1 is worth 45 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 is worth 0 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 0 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, question 1 is worth 45 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 is worth 0 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 0 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now here's question 1 of Hour 43. A big screen military private is given a dubious honor of being named PLO by his commanding officer. For what do the letters PLO stand? Again, question 1 of Hour 43. A big-screen military private is given a dubious honor of being named PLO by his commanding officer. For what do the letters PLO stand? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Joe Minsky.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping.
flag go up, churning and burning the urns for the cups. They deftly maneuver the rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impel him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun's gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Question one of hour 43. Question one, a big screen military private is given a dubious honor of being named PLO by his commanding officer. For what do the letters PLO stand for? Good luck, trivia players.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. But it's that bad show. Join me home. Have some fun when the clock strikes. We're going to rock around.
Thank you.
Phones down. Phones down in the back. We're ending hour 43. Question one. A big screen military private is given a dubious honor of being named PLO of his commanding officer. For what do the letters PLO stand for? The answer, permanent latrine orderly. Once again, the answer to hour 43, question one, permanent latrine orderly. We're moving on to question two of hour 43. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character who claimed that because the front door of his house swung up like a DeLorean car door, the family had a DeLorean house? Once again, question two of hour 43. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character who claimed that because the front door of his house swung up like a DeLorean car door, the family had a DeLorean house? We're working on hour 43, question two. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character? Like a DeLorean car door, the family had a DeLorean house. Good luck, trivia players.
I'm so happy to be here tonight. So glad to be in your wonderful city. And I have a little message for you. And I want to tell every woman and every man tonight that's ever needed someone to love, that's ever had somebody to love, that's ever had somebody to understand, that's ever had someone that needs their love all the time. Someone that's with them when they're up, somebody that's with them when they're down. If you have somebody like this, you better hold on to them. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you get what you want, and you lose what you have. Listen to me. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody wants somebody to love. Honey to love. Sugar to kiss.
And phones down. Phones down in the back. We're going to be finishing up hour 43, question two. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character who claimed that because the front door of his house swung up like a DeLorean car door, the family had a DeLorean house? The answer? Bert Chance. Once again, hour 43, answer to question two, Bert Chance. We're going to be moving on to Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 10. From where you are, go past the watering can and a pair of birds. Now turn left. Go past the blue shaded lights, the bird, the omnibus, the lady, and the horse. Now turn right. Don't even think of parking here, so continue on. Go past the pump, the trampoline, and the BVM. Now turn right. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 10. From where you are, go past the watering can and a pair of birds. Now turn left. Go past the blue shaded lights, the bird, the omnibus, the lady, and the horse. Now turn right. Don't even think of parking here, so continue on. Go past the pump, the trampoline, and the BVM. Now turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street in downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobby and Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue in Stevens Point and 1850 Clover Road, Plover. We're now moving on to hour 43, question 3. An actress preparing for a role describes the character as a desperate woman who had the softness of the underbelly of a baby turtle. She covers it up with the toughness of the shell, which she paints red. Her veneer is bawdy. It's sloppy. It's slouchy. It's snarly. What is the first name of this character? Once again, hour 43, question 3. An actress preparing for a role describes the character as a desperate woman who has the softness of the underbelly of a baby turtle. She covers it up with the toughness of the shell, which she paints red. Her veneer is bawdy. It's sloppy. It's slouchy. It's snarly. What is the first name of this character? And good luck, trivia players.
Yeah!
right now we're on hour 43, question number 3. And preparing for a role describes the character as a softness of the underbelly of a baby turtle. She covers it up with the toughness of the shell, which she paints red. Her veneer is bawdy. It's sloppy, it's slouchy, it's snarly. What is the first name of this character? Good luck, trivia players. In the back, we're ending question 3 of hour 43. An actress preparing for a role describes the character as, quote, a desperate woman who has the softness of the underbelly of a baby turtle. She covers it up with the toughness of the shell, which she paints red. Her veneer is bawdy. It's sloppy. It's slouchy. It's snarly, end quote. What is the first name of this character? The answer is Martha. Once again, hour 43, question 3. The answer is Martha. We're moving on to question 4 of hour 43. A fictional family was lucky enough to introduce the 7 wonders of their new microwave, the Whiz. The wife claimed, quote, all I have to know to cook chicken Creole is 1180. Beep. End quote. What is the name of this family? Once again, question 4 of hour 43. A fictional family was lucky enough to introduce the 7 wonders of their new microwave. The wife claimed, quote, all I have to know to cook chicken Creole is 1180. What is the name of this family? And good luck to the players.
Shake, rattle, and roll. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. I said, shake. looks so warm, but your heart is cold as ice.
Question 4. A fictional family was lucky enough to introduce the seven wonders of their new microwave, the Whiz. The wife claimed, quote, "All I have to know to cook chicken Creole is 1180 beep," end quote. What is the name of this family? Good luck, trivia players.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you may. They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away. Oh, hee hee, ha ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away. To the happy home. Trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha ha! To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll...
Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending Hour 43, Question 4. A fictional family was lucky enough to introduce the seven wonders of their new microwave, the Whiz. The wife claimed, quote, "All I have to know to cook chicken Creole is 1180 beep," end quote. What is the name of this family? The answer is Miller. Once again, the answer to question 4, hour 43, Miller.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your... Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
It's time now for music question number three. Music question number three is snippets of eight songs. You should use form number three included in the trivia times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90th Studios between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Sunday. The song titles will be listed on the air at 8:15 p.m. Sunday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Cheryl Tire and Service online at CherylTire.com and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction, located at 3217 John Jonas Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here is now trivia music question number three. And we are moving on to question 5 of hour 43. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 30. What is the performing first and last name of the character in picture number 30? Once again, question 5, hour 43. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 30. What is the performing first and last name of the character in picture number 30? And right now we're on question number 5 of hour 43. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 30. What is the performing first and last name of the character in picture number 30?
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Oh, you sweet man.
One. Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a funny tail hanging down and a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk.
Trivia Times and turn to picture number 30. What is the performing first and last name of the character in picture number 30? The answer, Charles Weaver. Once again, the answer to question 5, hour 43, Charles Weaver. We're moving on to question 6 of hour 43. In 1981, a foreign-made television movie aired on CBS. The storyline for this movie also served as the story for a 2013 Academy Award-winning film. What is the full name of the television film? Once again, question 6, hour 43. In 1981, a foreign-made television movie aired on CBS. The storyline for this movie also served as the story for a 2013 Academy Award-winning film. What is the first name of the television film?
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She called me in a token. She was tired, but her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. Just like a fish, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her head. Woke up and took me by the hand. She don't love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long neck were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road. Like a princess, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. Woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
television film? Question number six, hour 43. In 1981, a foreign-made television movie aired on CBS. The storyline for this movie also served as the story for a 2013 Academy Award-winning film. What is the full name of the television film? The answer is Escape from Iran, the Canadian Caper. Once again, answer for number six, hour 43, Escape from Iran, the Canadian Caper. We're moving on to question number seven of hour 43. What is the first and last name of the last driver to win the NASCAR season championship? Once again, question number seven, hour 43. What is the first and last name of the last driver to win the NASCAR season championship while driving an Oldsmobile?
Roxanne, you don't have
And we are in the middle of hour 43, question 7. What is the first and last name of the last driver to win the NASCAR season championship while driving an Oldsmobile? And phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number 7, hour 43. What is the first and last name of the last driver to win the NASCAR season championship while driving? Answer. Hour 43, question 7, Cale Yarborough. Moving on to the last question, number 8 of hour 43. What is the slogan used in promoting the television restaurant Paunch Burgers? Once again, question 8 of hour 43, what is the slogan used in promoting the television restaurant Paunch Burgers?
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking.
Under the boardwalk.
dogs and French fries, they sell under a boardwalk down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Question 8 of Hour 43, what is the slogan used in promoting the television restaurant Paunch Burgers?
Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number 8, hour 43. What is the slogan used in promoting the television restaurant Paunch Burgers? The answer, start drooling, fatties. Once again, the answer to question 8, hour 43 is start drooling, fatties.
Of 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association to remind you to buy local.
Good afternoon with 90 FM News. I'm Dan the Waterman. A Chinese vessel that ran into a protected coral reef in the southwestern Philippines held evidence of even more environmental destruction inside. More than 22,000 pounds of meat from an endangered species, the pangolin scaly anteater. The meats and scales of the pangolin fetch hundreds of dollars per kilogram in China, where many believe they cure various ailments. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, expect a scattered and wintry mix of snow and rain. It is currently 32 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 42 and Question 1 of Hour 44 of Trivia 44 after this Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc.